In today's Agronomic Minute, brought to you by UPL, a leader in sustainable crop management solutions for California's orchards and vineyards. And we are talking about grapes today with Katie Driver, Technical Services Manager for UPL North America. And as the 2022 crop season comes to a close here, most grape growers are kind of looking back and considering how the season went. And so, Katie, what are maybe some of the takeaways or some of the things that we saw for this season for grape growers?
Yeah, so I think really a lot of that depends on where you were located and what type of grapes you were growing. But I think everyone can agree that this year has kind of been a wild ride when it came to agriculture in general. So we started out with a spring frost that came through and was a challenge for a lot of our growers in the north part of the state, where it wiped out some of the entire crops, depending on what crop stage you were at when that set in. We also, it's not a secret that we're dealing with a years long drought. So managing water has been an issue, I think, for everyone. And this year, especially when those freezes came through, some growers were having to choose between splitting water for frost protection or to make sure that their vines got sufficient water. But when we moved throughout the season, we also had some higher heat that came through in the summer, which pushed some of the harvest for our wine grapes a little bit earlier. And so far with how harvest is going, the yields have also been somewhat lighter. And again, weather events across the board have just been interesting this year. We had some late rain, which caused some diseases to flare in grapes across the entire state. And as always, powdery mildew was ever present for everyone this year. But luckily now everybody's kind of winding down and will have a chance to catch their breath and some much needed rest.
Very good. And as always, a grower catches his breath for maybe a couple days, and then you're setting your sights on, what the next season is going to look like. So what are growers going to want to have kind of top of mind when we're looking towards the spring and what might be on the horizon with a new season?
Yeah, so one of the things that will come up quicker than others will be some of the winter diseases. And one of the options that UPL has for that is Thompson, which is effective on Eutypa. It's very effective in protection after pruning when you do that in early spring. So that's one option that we have available. After that, what they need to keep in mind is to order some of those in-season products now. So we have a pretty vast portfolio offering from UPL. So for powdery mildew control, we offer Vaxiplant, Microthiol, Cuprofix, and PHD, which has an excellent powdery mildew knockdown. We also have Botrytis for control with Elevate and PHD. When it comes to mites, we offer Vigilant and a new to the market miticide called Veto, which just launched this past year. And then we also have a sale for vine mealybug control. And for any Lepidopteran pests that you may run into, we offer Xylo. So when you start looking at next season, those are all things that are going to typically show up in your vineyards. And it is a good idea to start thinking about placing those orders sooner than later.
And just as part of that, what's the thought process behind making those preparations now? I mean, that's several months away. I mean, is it just to have on hand or make sure that you've got your hands on it when you need it?
Right. To make sure that you have your hands on it when you need it. I think everyone is used to kind of some of those logistical hiccups that have been happening over the last 3 or 4 years. So being prepared is always a good idea.
And you mentioned several options that are available for growers, but for those that want to get a jump on things now and kind of make those preparations, where can they get some more information on what might be available for them?
You can always talk to your local UPL representative, or you can visit our website at upl-ltd.com/US.
Well, very good. This has been the latest installment of the Agronomic Minute, a weekly segment made possible through a content partnership with UPL.